RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the co-authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations and the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here because if I could click my heels and go back to the Silver Cove RV Resort right now, I would.
The Silver Cove RV Resort was so relaxing, and I just feel like we really drifted into that rhythm of summer there, and I do want to go back there. It was such a wonderful place. But before we give you our complete review of the Silver Cove RV Resort in Washington State, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
From amazing water zones to mini-golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 80 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you. And a big reminder, this review of the Silver Cove RV Resort is a paired episode with our Greetings from Mount St. Helens podcast over on RVFTA this week, and that is episode number 153. So here's the campground review of the place that we stayed, and then over there on RVFTA, it's all the stuff that we did while we were camping here.
Now, Highway West Vacations is the company that owns the Silver Cove RV Resort, and they're also the company that invited us out as guests to visit some of their premier properties in Washington and Oregon. And boy, are we glad that we went, because even though we had very high expectations, because our correspondents like Kate Dunbar have raved and many other people have raved about these properties, to be honest, the company exceeded our expectations for what we look for in really great, hospitable campgrounds.
Yeah, and there was a real consistency in the three campgrounds in terms of the overall quality and the overall kind of that just great professional welcome, mm-hmm. that hospitality. So we're reviewing Silver Cove today in Washington State. Then we're going to do the Oceanside Beachfront RV Resort. And then we're going to do Shelter Cove in Oregon, yeah. on Odell Lake.
Yeah, so, and I'm really glad that we're sort of introducing this company to our audience, because not only are the campgrounds that they have right now top notch, but I think that they're going to be rolling out more top notch campgrounds.
Absolutely. So, and look, let's dive into Silver Cove. It's in a really cool spot because, in a sense, it feels like out in the middle of nowhere, but it is just an hour north of Portland and about 3 hours south of Seattle. So, if you're in either of the metro area of those two cities, this is a really, really terrific getaway where you can kind of escape out into nature away from those cities.
And let's be clear, right now, this is a little bit of of a well-kept secret because...
Not anymore.
We're letting the cat out of the bag. So we really met a lot of people at this campground, and that is the kind of place it is. It has that sort of small neighborhood lake retreat kind of a feel to it. So we ended up having conversations, very friendly conversations with many campers there. And I'm going to be honest, a lot of them said, shh, this is our secret place. We, like, at the last minute, call up on a Thursday and say, hey, do you have a spot for us? And we just escape for the weekend.
A lot of people from the Portland area, for sure. But we think, you know, if you're planning that epic road trip as well, this is definitely a place that you want to include in your Pacific Northwest adventures, my goodness. And don't just spend a night or two here for Mount St. Helens. As we talked about in RVFTA, you could do 4 or 5 nights a week here, and there's a lot to do in the Mount St. Helens region.
Exactly. So put it on the map. We think that this place, sooner rather than later, will be sold out.
Yeah, and you and I had a little debate about whether it was a medium-sized campground or a large
It's not a large campground.
I mean, there's 150 sites or so, and that includes the cabin sites, but they are spread into kind of sections and little wings of the campground, so it feels like a very small campground. It really does.
It's meandering. So once you leave the camp store and you drive around towards the camping area where they are, the RV sites are, there's pockets of RVs. Like, and that really melds very nicely into the landscape because Silver Lake is a rather large lake, but the cove off of it that this campground is at, it almost has like fingers of the lake that spread out. And so a lot of these RV sites are along the water on these different little fingers of the lake there.
Right. So the lake is just a little ways off of the campground.
But the water's right there.
The water comes in on these fingers is a good way to describe it. So a lot of the sites are waterfront, and that makes it a great campground for kayaking, canoeing, SUPing, jet skiing. And there were a lot of toy haulers here. So the toy hauler people are in on this deal, right, at Silver Cove, where they can bring their head. There were people with jet skis. There were people bringing small motorboats in their toy haulers. And they basically had their boats right there on their site.
Yeah, so there's a lot of opportunity to be waterfront. And I really like that about this place, especially if you're looking not only to bring your own boats, but to rent the boats. Because if you rent the boat, and we'll talk more about that later, if you rent the boats or the kayaks or the SUPs for the whole day, you can bring them right around to your site and just keep them
there. Well, if you rent them for multiple days, you just keep them there.
And we saw somebody rent one of the motorized boats in the cabin next to us, and they just had it parked outside in front of their cabin on the water the whole weekend.
And the boys kept eyeing that boat because they wanted
to rent it, but it was checked out.
Now, we stayed in a cabin. It was on the water, on one of those thin fingers of water. So when we did rent kayaks, we could kayak right over to our site. And this was a really awesome cabin. And it really got me thinking about like wanting a park model in the future.
Yeah.
It had a really large deck, part of which was covered, part of which was uncovered. So you could sit out in the sun or sit in the shade, depending on what you needed. Then when you walked in, there was a nice living room dinette combo with a comfortable couch, a television. And then on the right, there were stairs that led up to the loft. I keep saying this, but there's a video on Instagram if you want to see it. All right. The boys loved that loft area. Okay. Heading back downstairs, there was a fully functional kitchen that had, I think it had everything we needed for
our stay. It did. And I was really, really pleased with how well appointed and stocked this cabin was. So, you know, not only did the kitchen have everything I needed in terms of a roll of paper towels and garbage bags and a can opener, etc., but it also had tons of storage, the pots and pans, and the towels and sheets were comfortable. They were like upscale hotel quality.
Well, Highway West has their own little soaps, their own little shampoos. And you see there is that flavor, really, of more a hotel resort, almost a little bit more than what you would expect out of a campground.
Yes, definitely. It was a pleasant surprise. They're ratcheting up
that guest experience. The bathroom was like a hotel bathroom or like a house bathroom. It was large and comfortable. Then there was a very private bedroom in the rear, which had lots of cabinets, which was nice for the clothing and drawers. There was cable TV, and we did enjoy watching some baseball games.
Well, Well, you know, this campground is a perfect example of what works for our family. So we went to Olympic National Park prior to this, and we stayed at a campground nearby. And that, you know, we didn't have TV there. We were really unplugged during our stay there. We were out in the park. We were hiking every day. And it was a very outdoors kind of a trip. Then to go from that kind of a stop to feeling like a little bit more of a resort campground feel is honestly a very good thing for our family. We find going from more of a bare bones base camp national park trip to then taking a stop at a campground that feels a little bit more like a resort with the rentals and the little bit of luxury, it just hits the right spot. It reboots us on our trip.
We did 4 nights here, 3 full days. We did 1 day on the west side of Mount St. Helens, 1 day on the south side, and we did a full day relaxing at the campground, which was a lovely, wonderful day. And you can certainly spend entire days chilling out at Silver Cove.
All right, let's talk about the other campsites.
Let's talk about RV sites, okay? So there are some pull-throughs, but it's mostly back-ends. And because there are all these fingers of water coming off the lake, there are a good number of waterfront sites at this campground. We certainly recommend that you try to get one when you stay there. Right, Stephanie?
Yeah. So Jeremy's favorites, I think, were numbers 100 through 109, which really were sort of like on the outer edge of the campground and right on the water.
They weren't even all the sites were nice sized. These were not necessarily the biggest sites at the campground, but they had nice views of the water as the water mm-hmm. leads out to the lake. They were pretty. Okay.
Now, sites number 1 through 12 are closer to the front of the campground. Those are larger. They're also right there on the water, so you can drop anything that you bring right there into it. Now, I have to say that they're going to make a lot of changes at the campground. And we were lucky enough to talk to the managers who are there and for them to really show us what their vision is for this place and where they're taking it to, which sounds amazing. And we can't wait to visit when all this stuff has happened. But they're moving a lot of their boat rentals to a newly built sort of community pavilion that they have right in the middle of the campground.
Attached to a gorgeous lodge.
Right. And there's a water entry place there. And I honestly think if you have young kids and you want to be in the middle of the action and everything, because there's a community fire pit there, there's a community kitchen there. I think those waterfront sites right near that pavilion, I think they're really nice. If you like to be in the middle of it all.
And they're pretty spacious. There's actually a lot of room behind the sites. None of the sites felt crammed. They're not stacking and racking the RV sites at Silver Cove. I think you're going to be really happy with any site you get, but definitely search out those water sites, particularly, my goodness, if you're bringing kayaks or SUPs. And if you live in the Portland or Seattle area and you have your own kayak or SUP, this is going to become your new favorite campground.
So now we mentioned that there were open sites when we were there, and we were there during a very the high season, because we do think that the popularity of this campground is going to get bigger fairly soon. So right now you can call up and you don't have to make reservations far in advance, but that might change.
And the price is great too. And I from the Northeast, the campground prices are just higher by us, okay, frankly. So, I mean, the sites here are $30 to $60 a night, and they were all full hookup,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
Now, that just sounds like terrific pricing to me, but we did also find that in general out in the Pacific Northwest that the prices are lower.
Market.
I think partly because they're competing with all the federal campgrounds, all the public campgrounds. There's so many of them.
Yeah. Now, this campground is open year-round, and you're going to see that it's going to host some of the like other kinds of outdoor enthusiasts throughout the year. For example, this is a big hunting area. So I know during hunting season, it's very popular for people. There was a lot of truck campers there,
This would be a great campground for group camping mm-hmm. or for a rally or for a family reunion where there are some people with RVs, some without, some with tents, some with truck campers, because there are all the cabin options. And because they have both indoor and outdoor communal areas where you can cook. So there's an indoor kitchen that anyone can use and an outdoor grilling area that anybody can use. So it would make it great for that as well.
Now, another reason it's great for those group community camping events is because they're making sure to build mixed accommodation locations. So they're putting nice full hookup RV sites right next door to cabins. And they were almost finished when we were there, but by now they might even be done and open. So that's always an important thing for us to note when campgrounds are doing that, because we think it is on trend. Now, before we talk more about those amenities that Jeremy was hinting at with the all the communal kitchen stuff and everything, we want to thank our sponsor, Jayco. Generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on his family farm in 1968. Today, Jayco still focuses on providing a way for families to create lasting memories, from camping trailers to Class A motorhomes and everything in between. You'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve. Visit your local Jayco dealer or Jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
No, I was so excited. I snuck into the amenities and Stephanie, I know. Stephanie just gave me a little wrist slap for that.
They went ahead.
I'm excited about this campground.
Yeah.
So, and the amenities in general, let's start with the camp store, right? Really cute, charming camp store. And look, I love to get gifts at gift shops along the way. Highway West Vacations has really cool branded t-shirts because they have such a cool retro logo. So you can pick up a Silver Cove t-shirt or mug at the camp store.
Jeremy Heaven. What took
it over the top and made it Jeremy Heaven was there was free coffee.
Yes.
And it was good.
This is something we didn't mention before. Not only are they offering free coffee in the camp store that you can just go in and get, they also give you cookies when you check in. And this is something that we had heard about from other listeners because we had listeners that said to us, oh, we tried a Highway West campground here and it was great. So we knew that they did this, but experiencing it is something else. When you arrive at a campground after 3.5 hours drive or whatever,
it's 10 hours drive,
and your kids are annoying the living daylights out of you. And you know, you've just got to get through to that check-in process to get to your site before you could just let them go bonkers. Right. And you're like, sit down, sit down, sit down. And then Highway West is like, no, here,
here's a cookie. Like, everyone melts. Everyone becomes relaxed and happy.
It's amazing.
The stress of the road trip ends when you are and the cookies were good.
Right.
And they bake them every day on premises.
These weren't Chips Ahoy or whatever.
I said like, premises on premise. What is the word? You know what I mean.
Yeah. So these are real cookies and they're delicious. And they get, and it, at least at Silver Cove, we had a choice. They were like, oh, would you like peanut butter or chocolate chip or sugar cookies?
Cove, they only had the lemon, but they were awful. Off the hook. And it is actually a Highway West policy. The cookies come in 2-packs. So everybody gets one cookie. But what they do, it's actually like policy. Like if 5 people come in, you get 6 cookies.
Oh, they have a policy about
that. Well, because
that.
They're in two packs.
Okay.
So no one gets shorted a cookie.
Aww.
Like they make sure.
Yeah. So we got these cookies. It's like first, they just know how to make you feel welcome. And we did from the minute we walked into that camp store. Friendly faces at the front desk. They're, you know, the people that were the camp workers were so friendly. And then the camp store, it communicated what the place was all about. Like, you're right. It just felt like everything was giving you the same message. Welcome.
I want to shout out the people working there. And I want to be clear. It wasn't just because it was RVFTA. This is how they treated everybody.
Oh, yeah. We saw it the whole time we were there. Everybody felt this way about Silver Cove.
So it was Abe and Manya, Heather, Jeff and Hillary, Jane and Paul. Every single person working there was lovely. And I'm going to just say it now. Every single person working at all three of the Highway West campgrounds was lovely.
We couldn't believe,
yeah. From the people cooking the food at the seafood shack to the people that are there seasonally and working there as camp workers to the managers. Like whoever's doing the hiring on a corporate level is doing an incredible job.
They're hitting the mark. So the camp store, like we said, definitely an amenity at this campground because it operates as that community hub. You go, you get your cup of coffee. The people behind the desk will give you a great recommendation. You know, we got all of our local recommendations for what to do from the people that were working there, and they did it very well. So then also we want to talk about the boat rentals, which we already alluded to, but we think is really a part of experiencing this place if you don't have your own.
I have the price sheet for the boat rentals. I mean, like for us, renting SUPs and kayaks, particularly when we don't have our own stuff, that's our favorite thing to do mm-hmm. as a family at this point. And the boat rentals, there's lots of options here at Silver Cove. It's a really pretty area to take them out on the water. You can just paddle around on the fingers around the campground, or you can do a more ambitious paddle and go out on the lake. But the prices are really good. So they have small motorboats, and these have 300-pound limits. So they are small motorboats. They're $16 an hour. That's for a motorboat.
Yeah. And, you know, so with, like, they were rented while we were there. But if I had just paid $16 to take Max and Theo out for a quick ride over, they would have loved that. I mean, for $16, that's a no-brainer to just on a sunset, right?
Do
a
little sunset. You can do an hour. Mm-hmm. 5 hours is $60. A full day is $80. Now, kayaks, $8 an hour, $28 for 5 hours, $40 for the day. $40 for the day for a kayak is incredibly reasonable.
That's like a half day price at a lot of other places. Not, you know, like if you were to go and rent somewhere at a lake or something.
Child's kayak, $5 for the hour.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I like the fact that they offer hourly rates because we know that kids sometimes want to do things, but they don't have the staying power for a half a day or a full day. So we really like the fact that they had these reasonable, shorter amount of times that you could just jump on, paddle around for a little while at sunset and not feel like it broke the
bank. And I like the full day option.
Yeah.
A lot of places aren't going to have a full day option. They're going to charge you for 2 hours what the full day option here is at Silver Cove.
All right. Now let's move on to the stuff that you already sort of mentioned, because one of the most on-trend things about this campground is that they're really investing in community spaces. They already had this really lovely pavilion that had an indoor eating area, a refrigerator, and then an outdoor grilling patio. And I went and I grilled, I'll, you know, include some of the pictures in the show notes for this episode. I grilled our pizzas out on that beautiful outdoor propane grill one night, and we had dinner up there. Lights, you know, are strung out there. And then because I was using that and grilling those pizzas, a nice gentleman from a campsite nearby came over and said, "Oh, can I just use this too?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm done. Go ahead." And he goes, "Oh, I'm going to grill our dinner here too. This is so great." And then we had a lovely conversation and you came over and we all met
each
other.
We chatted for half an hour. He had hiked Mount St. Helens
with his
sons.
Son. Yeah.
And he explained that whole process of getting the permit and how hard it is.
They did it with a Boy Scout troop.
Yeah. So these communal areas at the Highway West properties and at other campgrounds that are doing it allow you to meet other campers, which is really fun.
I planned out like our next trip, like in my head. After that conversation, it was like I could envision our next visit there when the boys are all old enough that we can all do that. He told us the whole hike and how awesome it was and when they started out and the night before they camped over. So, and he was another example of somebody that we were getting feedback on this campground for. We were like, "Oh, is this your first time here?" He's like, "Oh, I'm coming back. This is awesome. I love it here," you know? So, right. You know, other people just felt that hospitality.
And that indoor area was gorgeous. There was a huge fish painting scene, like a bass painting on the floor. It had this real sort of like lodge feel to it. Beautiful wood, beautiful chairs. You could really just hang out and chill out there and share a meal with family or friends.
Now they've also built a new community fire pit where they plan on hosting a lot more like campground events. Like they have the outdoor movie screen that they just bought and they're going to start to run that. They also have built a new lodge which has room for an event space. So it has a full kitchen. So if you want to rent it out for, you know, an actual maybe reunion party or something like that, you can do that.
Some other things they had an okay playground, acceptable.
It's a backyard playground.
You loved the clean laundry room because you could use credit card there.
I like the machines.
That you can put your credit cards in. We did laundry there along the way, which was really nice. There's a nice open field for catch, and there were families playing baseball, wiffle ball out there every night. And boy, I really did learn to value just having an open field at a campground on this trip because the boys wanted to play catch every single night. So there was a nice place for that along the water. There was also volleyball. Now, activities. They did not have organized activities, but the managers have a real vision for adding organized activities and adding them soon. In fact, they just got one of those blow-up movie screens. I mean, it literally was delivered while we were there. So they are adding outdoor movies at nights for the kids. So I think if you come back next summer, which a lot of our listeners are, you know, like if you're going to go here, you're going to probably be booking for next summer at this point, or maybe this fall if you live close by. I think you're going to see some organized activities there and they're going to do a good job with them.
Now let's talk Wi-Fi cell service. So we have Verizon personally, which is the best thing to have definitely in our area on the East Coast. When we were here in this area, we had zero cell service in a lot of the spaces around Mount St. Helens. So it wasn't just at the campground. Like when we were driving around on roads, we had no service, not like bad service. So on the campground itself, we really did not have good cell. Their Wi-Fi is not zippy doodle da, but because
zippy doodle da.
That was ridiculous. I wish I could just break that back into my mouth.
It was kind of cute.
So, but the Wi-Fi was good enough that we were able to maintain connection on our phones through the entire stay. So if we didn't, you know, if they didn't have the Wi-Fi, we would have really been unplugged. But the Wi-Fi did enable us to use our devices while we were there.
Okay. So in terms of insider details, I want to just reemphasize the staff is lovely. Utilize them to help plan some hikes, to get restaurant tips. They know the area well and they're fun to chat with. So go out of your way to say hello to the managers and the camp workers there. They are really super nice. Another insider detail, rent the kayaks or the SUPs and go all the way out to Silver Lake. It's not that far, but it is a more ambitious paddle, more than just doodling around the campground. And take an afternoon to do that. Enjoy the pleasure of the campground and don't feel like every minute of your trip has to be sightseeing around Mount St. Helens.
All right. So we love this campground. Like I said, I was actually very sad to leave. I was just kind of like, I don't want to go at the end of our stay here. But having said that, we know that nobody's perfect. And we do want to talk about some of the things that we would like to see in addition to what they're talking about. Now, they had, as Jeremy mentioned, a field and they had a playground set, which is like just like a backyard play set. I do think that they could expand some of the play options for kids there. But I'd also like to see some adult seating in that area as well. So for example, when our three boys were playing on the playground, it's waterfront. There's a nice little, you know, water right there. I'd love to sit and relax and look out at the water. So I'd like to see some Adirondack chairs along there. Maybe a picnic table if you wanted to eat over there while
bocce ball court or something
right.
Like that. Now, I have a Nobody's Perfect as well. And the camp workers, Jane and Paul, were really lovely in every way. But they're from Cape Cod and they're Red Sox fans. And they were like the visible Red Sox fans with like the hats and stuff. And I just think as a corporate policy, they might not, I don't know.
No Red Sox?
Well, I mean, at least if they're hiring Red Sox fans, no visible apparel, because it's like instant, you know, you got to start
arguing.
It's
hard for you Yankees fans.
Well, and the Red Sox are in first place right now. So, I mean, I think that, you know, if you're from the Northeast at all, you know what I mean about the Red Sox fans. So I just would rethink the policy there. Hire them. That's fine. Okay. But don't let them wear the Red Sox hats all over the
property.
All
right. That is our review of the Silver Cove RV Resort in Washington at the base of Mount St. Helens. Loved our stay there. And we guarantee that you will too.
And I want to add something. It is an hour drive from the campground to the Johnson Observatory. And when I first saw that, I thought, oh, the campground's kind of far from Mount St. Helens. But that's not really how it is or how it works, because that entire ride, you're riding up the mountain. So they really are at the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah, there's nowhere closer.
Driving up is part of the wonderful experience. And it's gorgeous driving up because you're seeing the mountain the whole time. So this really is the spot for visiting Mount St.
Helens. That's like saying, yeah, that like the Elwha Dam RV Park isn't near Olympic National Park because you're a long ways away from Mount Olympus. Like, that's
East, when you say a campground is an hour away for something, you're picturing highways and traffic and traveling. Out here, it's just a beautiful drive up the mountain.
It's just a drive, yeah.
That's all.
All right, so that is our review of the Silver Cove RV Resort. Thank you to Progressive. Your RV is very different from your car, which is exactly why you need to get specialized RV insurance coverage instead of insuring under your auto policy. With specialized coverages, you're even more protected on the road. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV.
And also a big thank you to Jayco and to Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts for sponsoring Campground of the Week. We will see you next week at another Highway West campground.
See you there.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly,
Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.